is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and that means Megan Huffman joins us from SHARE Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. And each and every Tuesday, she also brings us a guest.
That's
and,
right.
And today's no exception. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
It's good to have you in studio, and you brought interns today.
I did. Behind the scenes. Behind the scenes. We have some interns from the Beacon of Hope program. It's a summer internship program for 2.5 weeks, and
okay.
I'm delighted to have 2 interns.
Well, that's fantastic, and I understand, spoiler alert, next week we may have one of your interns actually hosting your segment.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to put him in the hot seat, so we're
nice.
Excited about that.
That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to that. Who is your guest today?
Today we have my good friend Patrick Earle.
I'm back.
he's again. Back. With In Station Theater Company.
I'll be back. And yeah. he is.
I am. Yeah. I am with In Station Theater Company. I am the executive director of In Station Theater Company at Randolph College. Yes.
Right.
We've got some exciting things happening right now.
Well, that's wonderful. And now you have the, we've been promoting this. You have Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And Megan had an off-air incredible question that I didn't even ask when we were talking about Fringe Festival last week.
Well, let's get to it.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Well, on Father's Day, and this was not a coercion by any means, my husband, we took Daddy and my husband to Rent,
okay.
Because that's a show that we love and we've loved since college. And so okay. we went, and it was part of the Fringe Festival, and it was part of the Central Virginia Youth
Central Virginia Theater Educators Association.
Educators Association. So
CIVT.
So and we loved it, and I can't rave more about these students and the phenomenal job they did in like 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks of putting the show on. It was incredible. But my question was, you know, what was the? I know that In Station has always featured local works and local playwrights, mm-hmm. but it seems like this year there's an even more. A bigger effort to incorporate so many local stories, local acts, highlighting and spotlighting the incredible local talent that we have in this community. So I'm getting that message loud and clear. I'm just curious how that came to be.
Absolutely. It was kind of an organic transition because we've been telling these stories through the Playwrights Initiative where we either have the story and we go out and find a playwright, or a playwright will come to us with a story about Central Virginia or Appalachian heritage, and we work it and produce it, and it becomes an original work. We've had this year with Whirlwind, it'll be our 13th in our 19-year history.
Yeah.
So this transition from, okay, we have all of this rich tapestry of stories to tell, but we also have such deep talent here mm-hmm. in Central Virginia.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's hard to, you know, go up 29 to Charlottesville or like go over the mountain to the Shenandoah Valley just to see the what other places have to offer. And so we put out this invitation to folks, and you know, there's tons of people showed up. So there was 14 organizations over the course of 7 days doing 17 performances.
Wow. 14 organizations
yeah.
are partnering.
Or individual acts.
Wow.
Because that was
That's
the thing.
Incredible.
It's featuring you know, solidified professional groups all the way down to I don't know if you know, I think she graduated from class. Dylan Hutchison. I know she was part of our Embark program, and then she became a teacher, and she did her one woman show. So mm-hmm. it's a 10-minute piece called Hand Me Down Love. I'm sorry, anyone who missed it. It was moving and awesome, but it just goes to show you that we have all of this talent
yeah.
hidden in places, mm-hmm. and we wanted to celebrate that, and that's mm-hmm. kind of where the Fringe Festival came to be, and mm-hmm. The kind of etymology of the Fringe Festival, like the term Fringe, is any sort of art that the common folk might not get a chance to see in the modern market.
Mm.
So for mm. instance, mm-hmm. we it might be hard for someone like Dylan to, you know, find a place mm-hmm. marketer and yeah. be able to perform.
Yeah.
Give them the voice that they need. And you know, it stands for a little more here because like we said, in Lynchburg is this it's a unique and talented town, and to have sometimes we can't get out of this little shell. Yeah. So like it, bringing folks in, for instance, Mended Wing is performing King John of all Shakespeare's tonight. I'm like, not only do you usually don't get a chance to get to see King John, but they're based out of the Valley right now.
Oh wow!
So I mean, we're just giving folks a chance to see some things that might not.
What I loved about the Wren opportunity is, you know, our family follows the local theater stories, shows closely, but we can get to JF and we get to Glass and we get to Heritage, but I haven't seen the kids from Amherst and Brookville perform. And here they just smushed all the best talent of all the region together. Nice. And I mean, I'm regretting not having, you know, I'm going to go to Amherst to see their shows and go to, you know, Brookville and make sure I see, like, it's drawing me to the other, take my family to the other schools that I want to get to see.
Well, and that goes to speak to the exposure that the festival is giving these performers as well.
Mm-hmm. And we want to eventually make this a hub. Like we got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So I figure this is a pretty big start. Yeah. But we want to make it a hub where people can connect. And the best thing happened after Mended Wing also did Midsummer yesterday, mm-hmm. was that folks from the MFA community, which I'll get to in a second, from Randolph, are still on campus after their intensive. And I saw them like, oh, how wonderful. They hit it up. Don't know each other. Exchanging numbers about how they can bring theater to their community through another theater company. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, they're, it's not just like, hey, look what I can do. It's also, how can we connect to make more of this amazing stuff?
Yeah, that's great.
And just shameless plug here, but there is a lot of exciting stuff happening in our community. And we want to turn this into a hub because between the Randolph College MFA program, which is relatively new, they had their first graduating class this year.
Oh, well.
End Station Theater Company and The Fringe, we had well over 100 theater artists just on that tiny little campus doing new and original work and networking and sharing ideas and creating pieces of art that didn't exist before.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Tell us about the lineup. Now, you had mentioned Rent. There are still some opportunities to see Rent.
Yes.
Coming up.
5 p.m. What day is it? Tuesday? Tomorrow. Wednesday. Okay. 5 p.m. tomorrow. And then the last performance is Friday at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And then what do we have coming up today? And let's go through today and tomorrow.
Absolutely. You might need to help me out if you're looking at the website. But I know tonight at 8 is King John.
I'm also looking at Power Up.
Power Up. Yes, Power Up this afternoon. That is a brand new musical. They're doing the very first read-through of it.
Oh, wow.
And it's about a video game.
Okay.
And the joys of growing up and challenging one another. But the music is so catchy. I got a preview of it, and it's super, super catchy.
Cool. Very, very cool. Between 5 and 7 tonight, where play becomes magic.
The director's cut. Andrew Robler, a very, very, very talented director, and he's going to tour this, but he is taking actors and an audience, and they are rehearsing, creating, and performing a play all within 1 hour and I think 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And shameless plug here, our artistic director, Stephanie Holiday Earl, also my wife, she and Ali Farsetta of Randolph College are going to be the actors. So phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's kind of like improv.
It's like scripted improv. It's essentially you are watching the rehearsal process and how everything works from the inside. And if you haven't been a part of any production and watched like rehearsing and staging, it's very strange and it's very eye-opening the way, this is actually how this stuff works.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you said 1 hour.
1 hour doing it. 1 hour. 1 hour, I think 10 minutes. Yeah.
And then tonight, you had mentioned King John.
King John, yes, another Mended Wing production. That is about some. I'm gonna butcher the time period, but I think King John was the King of England in like 1000s, maybe. But they've put this up. They've put this up a little more modern, and it's very bare bones, and it's very fast paced. They're doing it in about 80 minutes.
Oh, awesome! And then tomorrow's lineup. Let me pull this up. Wednesday from 2 to 4, you have Lost in the Flames.
Yes, Lost in the Flames. Campfire Productions is original musical by Will Cloud. He's a local talent. It's amazingly talented dude with an amazingly talented cast. It's about a group of friends sitting around a campfire, exploring, you know, what it means to grow up, what it means to be friends, and what is it about being around a campfire that, you know, kind of liberates one's mind.
This is all extremely cool.
I think there's, if I'm doing the math right, there's four original musicals. Okay. And then there's like six, and I'm talking like brand new, like six brand new pieces. Yeah. And if we're counting all of like the original stuff that people wrote but have performed before, we're up to like 8 or 10.
Sure. Tickets are available. There's plenty of space.
Plenty of space. Please come.
Absolutely. It's N Station Theatre Company.
Is it all happening at all Smith Hall?
No. Yeah, it's it bounces around campus. So Smith, like Rent, is in Smith. There's another one called The Peak, which is another new musical by Brett Womack. That's all happening at Smith. It's all on the website, too, so check it out. But Wimberly Hall, and then we have a LSO Jazz Trio from the Lynchburg Symphony Orchestra performing tomorrow night.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. Check out the website, and also we'll link that up on this broadcast.
Yeah, please do.
On our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA. You can also go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in N Station Theater and you'll learn all about the organization, ways that you can get involved, ways that you can support it, and certainly ticket links and links to all your...
And don't forget our world premiere of Whirlwind happening on Saturday. Yes. That's about Dr. Robert Walter Johnson, who worked to integrate the sport of tennis.
Absolutely. So that's all available, and this is fantastic. This is great for our region.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
Absolutely. Megan, so how are things at Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Great. We had a super busy week last week. I mentioned in our interview last week that we were the board was voting on our spring grants and our $100,000 Century Fund. I'm really happy to share that close to $600,000 is being distributed to our spring grant recipients. Wow. Close to 80 organizations that are receiving funds, and we're working on getting that press release out today. And the $100,000 Century Fund is being awarded to the Alta Vista Area YMCA for their Child Development Center.
Okay.
We the committee looks for an organization that is doing a transformational work and kind of basically coming in at the finish line and assisting getting it across the finish line. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be using this to get to the finish line and opening this child development center for this fall. So
that's
it will
fantastic.
Help with furnishings and kind of final pieces of the puzzle of a childcare center that will have, you know, create dozens of new spots for young students and open up our young children and open up opportunities for their parents to be able to go to work. So it's a wonderful program, and you can learn more on our website and media as well. We have a check presentation on Thursday.
It's fantastic.
And then with Share, we hosted a lunch and learn and a executive director series on housing last week. All went really well. We had over 20 participants at each event, and we're just really grateful that our nonprofit partners are showing up and participating in our programming, and we'll offer those every month. And like I said, we're hosting Beacon of Hope interns right now and really enjoying that process as well. So it's all about collaboration, synergy. Patrick's talking about it as well, working alongside other nonprofits to bring great things for the community. So really excited about that.
It is wonderful, and it's a great platform. ShareGreaterLynchburg.org is home to over 189 exactly, not over, but exactly 189 nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about those nonprofits. You can learn about volunteer opportunities, the events that Share hosts and other nonprofits host. You can learn more about that, and you can even shop for these organizations right on the Share platform and have those items items delivered directly to that nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, maybe it's even at the board level, mm-hmm. You can find it right on sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And also learn more about the foundation at lynchburgfoundation.org. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for taking some time and for everything that you guys do within our community and the arts. This is just a phenomenal thing, Fringe Festival.
Thanks.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.